AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department says it's looking into whether it improperly withheld documents from the Epstein files. Jennifer King reports.
This comes days after several news organizations noted that the public records left out summaries of a series of FBI interviews with the woman who came forward after Jeffrey Epstein's arrest in 2019. The unidentified woman claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein in the 1980s when she was a minor. The story was first reported by journalist Roger Sullenberger. In a post on social media, the DOJ says it is reviewing files that have been flagged by the public and will publish them consistent with the law, but they did not explain why records related to this specific accusation might have been withheld. Jennifer King, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance has announced a temporary halt to some Medicaid funding for Minnesota over fraud concerns. Overseas, Cuba says 10 people on a speedboat in its waters opened fire, and its soldiers fired back, killing four. Cuba alleges they were armed Cubans living in the U.S. who were trying to infiltrate the island. Ukrainian negotiators will meet with President Trump's envoys in Geneva tomorrow. Sagar Magani reports it comes ahead of another round of trilateral talks with Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the meeting will address a possible post-war recovery plan for Ukraine while setting the stage for meetings with Moscow's negotiators, perhaps next week. He insists sticking points, like who keeps what land, is not for envoys to decide.
That's to go to the level of leader.
A White House official says Zelensky spoke today with President Trump, a day after the president spent very little time during his marathon State of the Union talking about the war.
The killing and slaughter between Russia and Ukraine.
Zelensky has said the president set a June deadline for ending the war and will likely pressure both sides to meet it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Squeaky sneakers.
You hear that sound, you know a jump shot, slam dunk, or layup is not far away. Adel Jalouli has a PhD in physics. He was curious, why do the shoes squeak? Jalouli and colleagues at Harvard University slid a sneaker against a smooth glass plate over and over.
Squeaking is basically your shoe rippling, or your shoe creating wrinkles that travel super fast and they repeat at a high frequency, high cadence.
Physicist Bart Weber says the sneakers create friction, one of the oldest and most intricate problems in physics.
We can now start designing for it, right? We can start making interfaces that either do it if we want to hear this sound or don't do it if we don't want it.
The grip patterns on the soles of the sneakers may also play a role. Flat, featureless rubber did not squeak. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.